When we find fault in others, they will find fault in us. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with instant illumination. When we find fault in others, they will find fault in us, because they are our mirror and we are their mirror. I was speaking to a lady in Canada yesterday, and she was telling me that she is a teacher, and that she is a very definite teacher, and she has adults as her students, and she's a very wonderful lady. And then I corrected her as she made a statement. And I said, keep it positive, keep it positive, keep it positive. And this ticked her off. This caused her to look at me and say, well, Herb, you say negative things. Every time you say, I'm whole and perfect, then you're saying that you could, is a possibility you might not be whole and perfect. It's a change from one to the other. Every time you make a statement, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, you're saying it's possible it might not be healthy for your body, might not be filled with love. You see, she was not so much going against what I was saying. She had it all very well in her mind. But what she was doing was, she did not like to be corrected. And we might take this as a very definite thing for us to remember. No one likes to be corrected. Everyone likes to be complimented on the direction they're going and not corrected on the direction they're going. Because if they're corrected, then they're going to save their face. They're going to protect themselves so that nothing will come their way that'll be discouraging to them, or that'll destroy their face, that'll destroy their ego. And this is just a matter of human nature. Now, I talked with her, and I shared with her that she was a rather outstanding person, and that her wisdom and her brain was far beyond that of negative positive, and that she is always thinking in such a wonderful way. She's always thinking positive. But it reminded me so very strongly that the moment I see something to correct in another person, if they're astute and alert, they're my mirror, of course, and they're astute and alert, but as they are astute and alert, they're going to want to correct me someplace to put me on the same level that they see themselves. And if I were to go around always saying, you are a beautiful being, I enjoy being in your presence, you are a magical person, I enjoy sharing my life with you, you are fabulous, you are glorious, you are whatever I might say. And as I say these things, then that person responds in like way and says, yeah, I just feel good with you too. And yes, everything is right with the world. Yes, all is harmony and peace and love. Yes, all is goodness. Yes, it's a wonderful life. Yes, 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 yes. And of course, as in sales, when you get the customer saying yes, then you've got a sale underway. So think about it. When you want to share anything, share it as an already revealed experience. Share it as something that you and the other person already know. I continually go back to the concept that I have said for so many, many years, that it's difficult for me to look at another person and see them different than what I am, because they're my mirror. And I look at every person that I look at, and in my mind's eye, I feel, see, imagine, know that they have had every experience I have had. They have had every wonderful attitude that I have had. They have had every wonderful, glorious job that I've ever had, every wonderful illumination that I've ever had. They know my parents, they know my brothers and sisters, they know my friends and my compatriots and my fellow journeyers on the path of my spiritual life. They know that. And when I continue to live in that consciousness, the people that I talk to feel very good about that and feel, yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. Even though they had never met, but they feel that oneness with me and are tuned in to my oneness, and I am tuned in to their oneness. Yes, whenever we judge another person, whenever we say another person is going the wrong direction or doing something not beneficial, it's just ourself. It's just ourself, and it's about time we wake up and realize that all the world is a mirror of who we are. And if we see anything in the world that is different than we are, we now see who we really are. If we see anyone in the world that needs changing, well, that's our own attitude that we say to ourselves needs changing. If we see anything in the universe that does not express purity, wholeness, goodness, the original purity and integrity that it is, then we are not experiencing that. And it's not the world that's wrong. It's just our attitude. And so we too can be illumined and return to our original purity and integrity and see all the world just like we see ourselves, glorious in every possible way. Join with me in this illumination. It's not a superior illumination over yourself or over others. It's merely your original purity and integrity expressing. And as that expresses, all is in divine order. That's why I like to use the phrase, I like me. All is in divine order. I am peace. I like me. All is in divine order. I am peace. I like me. All is in divine order. I am peace. And as I say that, all is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is peace. And I do sincerely like myself. I love you too. You're my creation. You're my reflection. You're my life. And it's great and very great. I love you. I love you. I love you.